Ella Jane Fitzgerald was born with her own special rhythm. Like every new baby, she let out a cry to show the world she'd arrived. It was April 25th, 1917, when this beautiful child blinked hello. Newport News, Virginia, the town where Ella was born, rested between the James River and Chesapeake Bay. Ella's mother, Tempe, and her father, William, must have seen the wide-open hope of possibility when they looked into their new baby's eyes. Even as an infant, Ella was feisty. That little girl wriggled, kicked, and gurgled with a sure might. And like the river and bay that glistened along the banks of her hometown, Ella had a twinkle too. Not long after Ella was born, her parents parted ways. Ella and Tempe packed up, waved goodbye to Virginia, and moved to Yonkers, New York, where a new life waited for them. As she grew up, Ella made friends quickly. She was strong and quick. When the neighborhood kids gathered to play baseball, Ella was there, ready to swing a bat, pitch, and race around the bases. Tempe worked as a laundress. When Ella's mother was busy folding clothes and hanging sheets to dry, Ella hung out with her friends. Ella and the other girls in her neighborhood taught themselves to pretty step, to move their feet on the sidewalks and streets, to dance for the Yonkers city folk who passed by. Ella had her own one-of-a-kind way of moving. Her dancing was filled with lots of determination. The concrete slabs were Ella's stage. Imagination was her spotlight. When Ella was a teenager, her mother passed away after being in a car accident. This was very hard for Ella. She struggled in school and sometimes misbehaved in her classes. Ella's father couldn't be found, so she was sent by the state to live in a place called a reform school, where, back in the 1930s, children with troubles and no family were made to stay. The one bright spot in Ella's life at that time was her passion for dancing. Ella's neighbors suggested that she and her friends get on the local train and take her hoofin' to Harlem, the New York City hotspot, where black talent glistened on every corner. Harlem was home to poets, performers, speakers, preachers, and anybody who had the grit and will to show off their creative skills. In Harlem, if you had an artistic gift to share, folks were eager to rise up and meet it. After school, Ella was often on that 60-minute train ride to the big city, the place where her dance dreams could come true. In time, Harlem became Ella's stomping ground. On November 21, 1934, Ella entered a talent contest at the Apollo Theater, a famous theater where many performers got their start. She was ready to dance her way to fame. But as soon as the stage announcer called Ella's name and she looked out at the audience, whose faces were lit by a bunch of flickering floodlights, Ella froze. Her knees locked. Her neck started to sweat. It didn't help that her work boots and hand-me-down clothes were nothing like the fancy dresses and bows worn by the other hopeful performers. Like Ella, they were there to impress. Before Ella could even try a simple shuffle step, the audience started to boo loudly. This was a tradition at the Apollo. If an act couldn't cut it, the performer could expect loud hisses and lots of heckling. But Ella had not come all this way to go home without a prize. That's when Ella quietly willed her rattling knees to knock it off. When she recalled that night years later, Ella said, "I looked and I saw all those people and I said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Everybody started laughing and said, what is she going to do? And I couldn't think of nothing else. So I tried to sing the object of my affection. And oh, did Ella belt! From somewhere deep inside, that tune rose up and out and over all those boos and hisses. The audience got to their feet and brought on the applause. Ella won the talent contest. That night, she came to an understanding that changed her life forever. Dancing had encouraged her to try, but singing would let her fly.